This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. We have to, we got three major topics today and I don't even know how we're gonna get through all this. Okay.
I mean, this is such huge news, you know? I mean, I think the last that we had talked, do you wanna start with Jen Shah? Where do you wanna start?
We can start with Jen Shah. I mean, listen, again, everyone, these things come out a week afterwards. So like a week or two ago, you know, Jen Shah has pled guilty. I don't know if we ever really talked about this.
David, when this dropped, it was such huge trending news. I mean, huge. You know, Jen Shah is now going to go to prison, and she's going to prison for quite a while.
Right? I mean, anything's possible, but listen.
No, she cut a deal. She admitted guilt. Shah is not going to go to trial, which was set to begin July 18th. She pleaded guilty to one charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing. In turn, count two, conspiracy to commit money laundering, was dropped. Jen Shah was a key participant in a nationwide scheme that targeted elderly vulnerable victims, according to the attorney general there in a press release. Shah originally faced up to 30 years in prison, but her plea deal contained a sentence guideline, according to Courthouse News. She is now looking at 11 to 14 years in jail, anywhere from 135 to 168 months, or 11 to 14 years. I mean, she's going away for she's probably going away for 8 years, you know, because she'll be at a low security prison. I mean, this is considered white collar crime, right?
It'll be another Teresa Martha Stewart.
But I mean, this is going to jail the longest in the franchise history. Shah isn't the first reality. I mean, she and Todd Chrisley could be going to jail for the same amount of time. You know, Todd Chrisley rolled the dice and went to trial, was found guilty.
Todd Chrisley is insane. Like, listen, what is the point of me saying I told you so? That's so stupid. It's so obnoxious. It's so arrogant. But as a lawyer, I've said this before. When the federal government is involved, It's years. It's really not because of the show. I mean, they were already on this case. It's like, it's years and years and years. If the federal government thinks they have a case after 3 years, they still don't knock on your door. They keep going for five. Like when they knock, it's over. It's over. So everything else is just pomp and circumstance. And this is why every single person, out of all the people associated with Jen Shah, changed their plea. And so I
have a million questions for you. Are you shocked? I mean, I'm really, really shocked. I mean, you know, she went on that reunion for Salt Lake this past season. And I mean, she stood her ground. I am innocent. I am innocent. I mean, those women rallied for her. Now, whether they knew behind the scenes more was happening, but they wanted to stay loyal to their friend, she was pretty adamant. Now, of course, I mean, we did see, right? I mean, I don't know if it was the assistant or other people very close to the case had pled guilty. Not really a great sign. And my guess is, you're an attorney, you know better. My guess is those people around her were flipping left and right to get lower sentence. Like they were, you know, if they went to trial, the evidence was going to be overwhelming and the witnesses that were going to turn on her were going to be huge, is kind of what is probably where we're at. Don't you think?
I think so. And I think if she went to trial, I mean, she was facing what, like 30 years or was it 60, whatever it was. I think, look, you don't agree to, well, first of all, I don't think you're ever going to win a trial, really, like against the Fed. So it's like,
don't think so? Oh, I think you will always go to, I mean, again,
I think if you're innocent, if you're really innocent. So look, I mean, I'm not shocked. It's like, I guess when you profess your innocence so much, you start to think like, maybe this person is truly, truly innocent. Maybe. And then, yeah, if you really are innocent, you fight it, right? Because it's like, but no, do it.
If you're guilty, you go to trial. I mean, all you know this, all you need is one juror. You have 11 jurors, you know, whatever, two swing jurors or whatever, or 13 jurors, one swing. All you need is one person to cast out, one person to go, I don't know. That's all it takes. And you are off scot-free. Now,
well, look at the Chrisleys. That didn't happen.
No money. There's a, and it costs a lot of money. But I was shocked. I thought she would roll the dice and go to trial, but maybe.
I don't know. But if you go to trial and you're found guilty, now we have a sentence. Now we have a sentence. And so is it 11? Cause now I'm pissed off. You just wasted my time as the judge. You just wasted the court's resources. I don't think you're getting no 11. So I think that's why she agreed. This 11 years probably would have been like 30 if she went to trial and was found guilty. You see what I'm saying? Why else would you plead? Why else would you plead guilty now? It's like you were really going to be found guilty, truly. And that was, you're not getting the minimum sentence. I think this was like, plead guilty now, save all of our time, and we'll give you the minimum sentence, which is 11 years, which doesn't make you happy, but you were going to get, I think when you're guilty, you're guilty. They would have given her like 30 years.
I can't believe it. Because you know what the thing is, like with with Teresa and Joe, right? I mean, Joe did what, 2 years? Teresa did 10 months or 11 months or something, a year, basically.
Or like, yeah, 18 months.
It's a short enough amount of time. They're still on our radar. But you know, it's like, is Bravo going to be doing check-ins with her for the next 10 years? I mean, the franchises might not even exist in 10 years. Like,
I mean, and can you even, like, I don't think you can film a show. I don't think they could show up at the prison house. Well, I mean, on 2020, they've had things where you go in, like, I don't know, maybe, but the show ain't waiting for her. I mean, like it did for Trey, that's for sure.
And P.S. I love that you and I have talked now for the next, for the first 10 minutes and not once mentioned the victim. Well, we did once briefly in the summary. It's like, sorry. Hello, Sarah. You know, the victims are the ones, I mean, you know, she and that assistant scammed elderly individuals out of their social security checks.
It's really
information. I mean, it's
sad.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I
love.
My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Very, very sad. And, you know, a lot of times in these cases, it takes years and years for these family members to get their money back. And that's, you know, some of these individuals could be dead at that point, or they may have lost their homes. I mean, I get very into these shows and I get overly excited because it's like, how do you put yourself on television if you know you're doing this? You know, Todd, Chrisleys, how? You know, Teresa, Joe.
Do you know how? I'll tell you how. There's
narcissism.
And yeah, narcissism, being addicted to fame, and arrogance, absolute arrogance. Like, so to me, it's like when Jen is sitting there pleading and saying you're innocent to Andy's face, it's, I don't know what's worse. Is it, do you truly believe that you are innocent in your narcissistic brain? Do you believe that you are innocent? Because you know what you did. We really don't know what you did every minute of the day, but you know, right? So are you that arrogant to think that you're just above the law? Or do you really believe you're innocent? And I don't know which is better. Like, I really think Jen Shah thought, well, I'm Jen Shah and I'm on the Housewives. And, you know, I know what I did, but this is going to work out for me because I have money and I hired a lawyer. It's all going to work out. Like, of course, Stewart and those other losers, you know, that are not on TV are going to go to jail. They're fucking losers. But I'm Jen Shah. I'm fabulous. I have Gucci. I'm not going to jail. I think it's arrogance. I think it's like, you know what you did, and you're just so arrogant to think that your resources and charm and cuteness will get you out of it, right? Because it's, we're here only a few months later. And I mean, and now do you know that Coach Shah, did you see that? Like, because they also have to pay the money back.
Yes. How much money back do they have to? And I'm actually on Jen's Instagram. I wanted to see the messages, the comments on.
And what are they?
Just, you know, it's from everything. Hashtag free Jen Shah, hashtag guilty. Jen, advice from the peanut gallery. Do not wear designer goods to court during your trial.
That's what I said.
Somebody else, I knew you were guilty all along. Yet you continued to flaunt stolen wealth. You did the right thing by admitting guilt, though. LOL, you're going to prison for a long ass time. Can't wait till she goes to prison. Can't wait. Can't think of a better place for her.
Good for her for, like, I guess, not editing the comments and just letting it all hang out, right?
Wow. I mean, it's just a very, very long time. And, you know, in public realms, they often make an example of celebrities because they have, you know, brand and name awareness, and they want to get the word out to other people. You know, in this case, you're probably better off if you're a nobody doing this. You probably get less of a sentence, but they're going to make an example of a celebrity, a D-list celebrity, you know?
It's 11 years. So what is she like? She's in her 40s, I think. I don't think she's in her 50s. Like, I think maybe 45, 47. So 57, okay. Like, you're going to have a life when you get out. It's not the end of your life. But, you know, like, is this going to change you? You know, you'll get out early for good behavior, but you got to humble yourself. There's something about Jen Shah, and I'm not coming for her, and there's just something less humble to me about her than Teresa, than Erica. You know, I mean, Erica is a different story. It's Tom, and, you know, did you know, did you not? It's just, I don't know. There's just something about her. I'm not coming for her. There's just something about her that just, you got to learn. That's the point of jail, punishment.
I think a lot of people agree with you. A lot of people agree with you.
It's like you go to jail to be punished, but also, like, we're supposed to rehabilitate these people and release you back into society as a better human being, ready to now better your life and start over. I mean, right? Like, you deserve to start over when it's over. That's the point of the sentence. But, you know, is Jen going to be there learning what she did wrong and really reading and understanding and being a member of the community? I mean, I also think she's going to be one badass prison bitch. I mean, that's a whole nother story. But, you know, I think, you know, she's probably going to have a bunch of people working for her in there. Like, come on, girl. Victims, right? Like, there are victims. So, like, let's take yourself out of it. Like, do you realize what you did is wrong? Like, I mean, who's really feeling sorry for her, right? Like, it's like, yeah, you have to pay the $9 million that you stole from the elderly back, and you have to be punished. This is the way our society works.
And I mean, like, I predicted this before we had this, you know, before she pled guilty or whatever, but I mean, I think the next thing is she gets divorced. I mean, I don't think, I could be completely wrong. Maybe they're super united behind the scenes, but they just, you know, Coach never seemed, I mean, I think they even said it on the show at one point, they were nearly getting divorced. I mean, I think he stayed with her because it's a good front. I don't know. And maybe financially it makes more sense for them to divorce or for them to stay together, but.
It's a long time. I mean,
and Todd Chrisley, it's going to be a very, it's really, you know, yeah, it's sad, and it's sad. Like, we don't hear a lot or see a lot from the victims of this, and just,
I mean, I was going to make a horrible joke. I have God. Sarah's like, I love when you're evil. I mean, you know, so Jen and Todd's probably going to get our nice little hot prison boyfriend. This might be good.
Todd's going to be loving it. This is like Todd's dream.
This might be like, I think you got to really be in love with someone. So, like, I mean, 11 years, no sex. I mean, I can't go like 11 days, sweetheart, but like that's a whole nother story. Let's not get into that on this Behind the Velvet Rope podcast here today at 9:38 in the morning.
Well, I mean, Todd's wife is going to jail, isn't she? I mean, I don't think Todd's the only one.
It's just so.
I think Julie is going to jail too.
This is like, it's just, I don't know. What are people doing? What are people doing with their lives? I mean, I'm like an entrepreneur. I like to live on the edge. I'm aggressive. I like to take risks in life. Not when it's illegal. That's when I'm like, I'm fucking scared. I'm not doing anything, you know? Like, I really believe you just, whatever you're doing, people, everybody's watching, and it's just, the truth always comes out. So just keep your head above the law. It's shocking. We're going to watch this. We're going to see what happens. And that's, guess what? Season 4 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, we're going to have a cast change, guys. We're going to have a cast change. So she wants it to be famous. Here she is. She's going to leave the show. Mm-hmm.